Bicep, Keck 13, improved constraints on primordial gravitational waves using Planck, WMAP, and Bicep, Keck observations through the 2018 observing season, by Bicep, Keck Collaboration et al. We present results from an analysis of all data taken by the BICEP2, Keck array and BICEP3 CMB polarization experiments up to and including the 2018 observing season. We add additional Keck array observations at 220 GHz and BICEP3 observations at 95 GHz to the previous 95, 150 220ths of a GHz dataset. The Q, U maps now reach depths of 2.8, 2.8 and 8.8 mu K underscore CMB arcmin at 95, 150 and 220 GHz respectively over an effective area of approximate light year 600 square degrees at 95 GHz and approximate light year 400 square degrees at 150 and 220 GHz. The 220 GHz maps now achieve a signal-to-noise on polarized dust emission exceeding that of Planck at 353 GHz. We take auto and cross-spectra between these maps and publicly available WMAP and Planck maps at frequencies from 23 to 353 GHz and evaluate the joint likelihood of the spectra versus a multi-component model of lensed lambda CDM plus R plus dust plus synchrotron plus noise. The foreground model has 7 parameters, and no longer requires a prior on the frequency spectral index of the dust emission taken from measurements on other regions of the sky. This model is an adequate description of the data at the current noise levels. The likelihood analysis yields the constraint R underscore 0.05 lower than 0.036 at 95% confidence. Running maximum likelihood search on simulations, we obtain unbiased results and find that sigma, R, equals 0.009. These are the strongest constraints to date on primordial gravitational waves. This was Bicep, Keck 13. Improved constraints on primordial gravitational waves using Planck, WMAP, and Bicep, Keck observations through the 2018 observing season, by Bicep, Keck Collaboration et al.